Kirindor, the jewel of the gods, was forged long ago by beings whose names inspire ancient fear and, in some, anger. Those that came after, though, are those we worship today. They are our guiding lights, those trusted to make Kirindor the jewel it is. Let us see them.
Astoriel, goddess of water. A statuesque, gracefully flowing woman, she wears a dress of constantly flowing water. She carries with her a crystalline bottle in the shape of a raindrop, from which she dispenses her blessings. She is the wife of Viserion, the only one to cure his rages. She is the gentle touch of water, where he is the crushing depths of it. She is a close friend of Eleodora. She believes in growth and rebirth through water. She teaches growth and change through action, and of course, a good bath. Those who worship Viserion worship Astoriel, too, and it is often she who saves their lives, urging her husband to display a gentler hand.
Viserion, god of the sea. He stands as a tall, powerful, and noble figure, carrying a staff with a hook on one end and a crushed ship's anchor attached to a length of chain, acting as a flail. When his rage boils over, he becomes a hulking figure, similar in appearance to his brother, Zoran. Only his wife, Astoriel, can cool his rages, even at their most wrathful. He demands respect to his and healthy fear. Sacrifices to him are voluntary, usually in the form of valuables left ashore to be swept away, and sailors and fishermen pray for his mercy and his bounty.
Viaka, goddess of the sky. A short, bird-like woman with leather armor, a feathered headdress and wings, and a dagger of wind. She is the quietest, flightiest, and most elusive of all the gods. She is a fun-loving free spirit, and where her husband, Xyranthian, is all the rage and destruction the sky can bring, she is the wonder, the joy, the freedom of it. Her favorite pastime is to race her closest friend, Sorelia. She seeks only to bring joy and spontaneity and asks her disciples to do the same. But her true worshippers are the Skybound Cavaliers, the Griffin Cavalry based in Kuroran. Sometimes, momentarily, she will fly among them, but this is only for a moment, and is considered a great blessing.
Xyranthian, god of the storm. A tall, muscular orc with red hair and beard, he stands clad in chainmail of living lightning, holding a spear flickering with restrained destruction. He's a god of great humor and great rage, and frequently comes to blows with his brother, Viserion. He does love to prove his strength through his bluster. The orcish hunters pray to him for speed and strength and sureness of aim.
Lyrea, goddess of the sun. A woman with hair of spun gold, she is radiantly beautiful. Her smile quite literally will light up a room. She is often passive and gentle, but when her anger is aroused, she is capable of burning almost anything to a crisp. She shares a bond of near sisterhood with Eleodora, helping tend and grow her gardens. She holds a dislike for her twin brother, Lucarion, though. She teaches her disciples to practice betterment for others and to beware the power of the sun. Farmers pray to her most often, though sun priests will build sun catchers and crystal prisms to refract and display her light in all of its forms.
Lucarion, god of the moon. A cold, silver-armored figure, he carries a black pickaxe with him. His eyes are silver in color, and usually cold, though a distant spark of mirth and wonder can be found within them. He's more often than not cold and calculated. Makarion is Tirangil's only close companion. He respects, but dislikes his sister Lyrea. Makarion has no tenets, and those that worship him are often ignored. Tirangil, the god of death, god of two minds, of mercy and wrath, who appears either as a skeletal creature of hopelessness and decay, or an angelic figure in golden plate. He is a god fractured, constantly fighting to keep either side from taking absolute control. His most devout worshippers become Veil Knights, powerful warriors who champion death and honor the dead. Adonel, god of kindness and order, wisdom and knowledge. He appears as a man of middling height and great age, though not frail by any means. He wears a comfortable suit, simple gold crown, and is always either writing or reading, or has the tools to do so close at hand. He always has a joke to offer and is rarely seen without a smile. He's a man that is often distracted, his mind going from one thing to another, too quickly for him to focus. His closest friend is Lakiros, and he tries to see his sister, Sorelia, as often as he can. But one god he tries his best to speak to and understand is Tirangil, who many other gods are simply content to forget. He teaches kindness to all, responsible use of knowledge, and open-mindedness. Mages worship him, as he was the discoverer of magic, quite by accident.
Aliadora, goddess of fertility and love. A middling height woman with green skin, hair and eyes, wearing a dress of rose petals that conceal thorns. Her garden is the flora of Kirandor, and it thrives because of her. She is the wife of Lakiros, the giver of life and love. Her most devout are the women of Eliadori, who worship her with dazzling displays of fertility magic. She values diligence and cultivation of both plants and people.
Lakiros, god of nature and beasts. A tall, handsome man, perhaps middle-aged, he wears a simple tunic and breeches and carries a staff with a living bird perched atop it. He wears a pendant to his wife, Eliodora, and will sometimes appear as a huge man wrapped in vines and the pendant as a shield and his staff as a club. His bird friend, in that case, nests in his great mossy beard. He's a gentle sort, kin to an old, friendly dog, and likes to spend his time debating anyone who will listen. He shares tea with Adonel at least once a century, if he can, but his two closest companions are his wife, Eliodora, and his sister, Astariel. Those who worship Lakiros also worship Eliodora, so their worship is much the same. He has been known to answer prayers to heal injured beasts and trees. He's the father, where Eliodora is the mother.
Sorelia, goddess of horses. A tall, powerfully built woman in full plate, she exemplifies a cavalry soldier perfectly. She carries a coiled leather whip on one hip, a cavalry sword on the other, and carries a shield upon her back for when it's needed. She is often seen riding upon the back of her Pegasus, a Vensor. She is a mother of only daughters, who live and work in her home stables, and are some of the most powerful warriors in legend. She is different from her brother Adonel, often far more reckless, but still calculating and capable. All cavalries pray to her, be they griffin or cat. Farmers will also pray to her for healing their old horses. All she asks is that horses are respected and treated with kindness.
Kruxik, god of stone and war. The patron god of dwarves, he takes the form of one, though standing a powerful and imposing 10 feet tall. Wears stony plate armor and clutching a war hammer taller than he is. Kruxic is war personified. Who he is revolves around it. He can be cold and callous, some might even say evil at times, but his stony heart can crack through the close friendship of Xyrantian and Trilloa. They are the only things that can crack through his hard, unyielding personality. He teaches his disciples to always do what's right, even if it isn't just. Dwarves sing to Kruxic as they mine and work, seeking his approval, and every weapon raised in battle hopes for strength from the god.
And now, Trilloa, goddess of the forge, crafting, and commerce. She often appears as a dwarven woman with long red hair and a heavy smith's apron. She always carries her forging hammer with her, and more often than not, a tankard of something alcoholic. Trilloa is one of the most fun-loving gods, and often finds herself in contest with Xyrantian and Kruxic. She is the only one out of all gods to ever outdrink Xyrantian. He denies it though, but she won't stop bragging about it. She either spends her time at the forge carving things of wood, or drinking and laughing with her companions. The bronze coins called Trell, the smaller denomination of Kirandor, were named for her. She teaches creativity and to find beauty in all things. Artisans often spend their lives working on a piece that would please her. And though she keeps this very secret, she is quite easy to please. Dwarves often pray to her, as well as Kruxic.
There, friends, are your champions, your defenders, your gods. Whom shall you follow? Whom shall you fight for? Is it one of these, or is it yourself?